Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report for Tuesday, the 21st of June. And it's hard to believe that we had Father's Day weekend. We're heading back to Southern California today. And, of course, today, the first hour, we have Care at Bar University with Pete Fedick.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me, Pete?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Well, hello, guys. This is Jim with Pete. Welcome. I guess we lost Dr. Bill there for a second. I'm sure he'll be chiming in shortly. So anyway, for those of you guys that have been listening in the past to some of our broadcasts, what we always try to cover and help with is explaining the basics of how to get started in Care at Bars. What Care at Bars offers is very unique, and so we invite you to explore and ask questions, to contact us if you want to reach out to either Pete or I. Just get a hold of the radio show and they'll be glad to give you our contact information, and we'll be glad to have a one-on-one conversation with you.
Please continue the discussion.
Yeah, we were just talking about, you know, just a general overview and to reach out to you to get a hold of us if they needed any kind of individual contact or support. And so that's where we're at.
So now, a lot of times people don't know that they can reach out, do they?
Well, I mean, yeah, if they haven't listened to the show in the past, they wouldn't know that. So, yeah, for those that are listening for the first time, absolutely. If you have questions, you want to know about Care at Bars, how it works, how you can get started, what's involved, yeah, by all means, reach out. Contact the station, and they'll get your contact information to us, and we'll reach out to you. And
well, yeah, the best way to get contact us is to go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, and or call 888-212-8871 line, and we'll connect and make sure that we connect you with your upline help with Jim Deal and Pete Fedick, et cetera. Gary Franchi is involved, by the way. He has a news network, Albany's News Network. So that's very important as well.
Okay. Now, I don't, Pete, can, you're coming in kind of fuzzy, Dr. Bill. Pete, you getting the same thing?
Yeah, I know. I'm on a cell phone.
Yes.
Because
oh, there
I'm
you
up
go.
In Portland. and in Portland, the internet connection at the particular hotel I'm at is not very good. I want to try to see if I can connect by alternative means in just a minute here through my iPad, which is faster processor than my computer. So perhaps sure, no problem. we won't drop. Like, okay, yeah. So why don't you gentlemen just continue talking about why people should involve with the gold by grand business, and why, in particular, gold is spiking right now with all the things that are going on between Europe and America and the world, the controversy in the world economy. There's no better time than to get involved with Care at Bars right now.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, Dr. Bill, I read a story just yesterday that I had not heard until literally just yesterday, but the Fed... one of the vice presidents or whatever at the Fed, I didn't actually get the quote from which one it was, but it was a guy at the St. Louis Fed has proposed Fed coin.
A cryptocurrency?
A cryptocurrency that will be forced upon us, and that is going to open up the door to eliminating the dollar altogether.
Oh, now that's really interesting. Oh, I wonder how they're going to pull that off. Well, I suspect that that's not going to be a true cryptocurrency if they're going to be involved with it. That would be
my guess. Yes, I cryptocurrency is probably the wrong word to use for it, but digital theft is really what that will come down to. Trying to force people to do that.
Well, I guess my question would be, will there be a limited number of these digital currencies, digital coins, or will they be able to create them infinitely? Uh-oh.
Hey, that's the issue.
That's a much better connection, isn't it, gentlemen?
Yes, that's better.
Much better.
Well,
yeah, the high-speed processor in my iPad, believe it or not, computer.
One of the issues with that story and I don't know all the details. Like I said, I just saw it yesterday, but one of the details, of course, is if they can create a quote-unquote digital currency, they want to call it cryptocurrency. There's nothing crypto about it. It's just a digital form. Is that if they can create that at will, it's literally it's not going to do anyone any good. It's literally just purely in not even
the virtual fraction
to control us.
Yeah. Well, just exactly. The fact that they're creating it makes me leery of it.
So, but gentlemen, yes. What it is basically is a new version of the fractional currency, but it's not even printed now. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, but you can... I imagine what they're doing is they're trying to take... Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can.
I imagine they're trying to just take advantage of the appearance of being like a cryptocurrency because it's becoming more popular. So it's kind of, exactly. You know, but the strategy I've observed over the system, over the powers that be, is anytime something's successful, they try to commandeer it. and then they twist it into their own version and make it look like or appear to be something similar to what other people think when it really isn't. But anyway, I'm sure you probably have some stories to share on that one, Dr. Bill.
Well, I think what happens is the corruption now is about a year and a bit half ago, Janet Yellen, I guess, her she's got a good name, she's yelling for 0% or below 0%. So now you can get below 0% loans, so you loan $100,000, but you don't have to pay back $100,000 because the actual value of the money is shrinking. And on top of that, they said they can't afford to print money, physical money, because it costs too much to print physical money for the cost of actually having the currency out there. So we're moving toward a cashless system. Now, the problem is eventually, with all the hacking, I was just watching last night with my daughter, a little promo on season 2 of Mr. Robot. Have you ever heard that series on Amazon TV?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Robot? Not familiar with it.
It's a cult classic now, moving to season 2, and at the end of season 1, the Mr. Robot and his colleagues actually crashed the world economy. Never anything like a post digital apocalyptic era. And what's happened is the global bankers want to move us toward a cashless system, but to do that, they have to put biometrics in everybody or chips to make sure they can verify that we are actually the person doing the transaction. What they prove with Mr. Robot, and it's actually verified by, you know, digital experts on cybersecurity, is that the more that they try to pretend that they're making the system more secure, the more insecure it becomes. And when you don't have money that's backed by real things like gold, you're really asking for trouble. In fact, you're going to get trouble. For example, remember the thing that's... with a Sony record, a Sony TV, they had this movie they were going to launch, and they said they're going to do a cyber crash every so many days, and they had succeeded in doing it. Terra, I think the movie company saying you can't release this or that. It was about, I think it was around a movie about North Korea, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm really remember having a hard time. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm having a hard time making out everything you're saying, Dr. Bill.
Yeah. First, can you remember we talked about that movie with North Korea that was being blocked by cyber terrorism about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah, what was the name of the movie?
The movie is a real event that happened, but there's been real events like recent hacking, we call hacking terrorism. And it turns out even the activities of groups like ISIS and ISIL have to have help from the CIA and other agencies because they're NSA, because the NSA is prescient and control of all cybersecurity on the planet. What people should understand is that if there's not a move to a cashless system, you just have to read your Bible. That's called the mark of the beast. If you give a beastly system that has nothing backing it, where they have everything in their electronic supercomputer, you don't behave what is their criteria? All it's just all delete and you don't exist in cyberspace or can buy or sell in real physical world. Right?
Right.
So I tell people, you know, there's no time like this. I mean, season two of Mr. Robot's coming out on July 13th. And what I tell people is, it's so easy to get involved in this business. All you have to do is ask your mentor upline to do it for you until the trainer wheels are off, and you can make your own calls and show the sizzle call and make a list and get the people downlining you to do the same thing. It's basically a goal-saving club convincing other people to save money.
Yeah, that's it.
The core of the whole business, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's very simple.
There's other bells and whistles, but I mean, really, that's the core. At the end of, say, 2, 5, 10 years, and you've saved your money and built a network of people, you also have free gold, you built a residual income, but you're also have enough of your stuff to actually have something that's portable, convertible, and safe away from the fractional reserve currencies where it works by people like Yellen and these other financial so-called gurus to move it to a cashless system, which is very dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, because then they can... they can track everything.
So let me introduce something. The system, and let's say I bump them up to either you gentlemen. What do you do for them? What's your whole procedure? If they call you, I'm Jim Jones, or my wife, Sally Miller, and we've decided we want to get involved with Care Partners, and we want to buy, say, the silver package, because we looked over the cost, and we want to get a certain amount of money. We can commit to an hour a day, say, money.
Right. Well, what I do... What I do is, first of all, I always try to assess where they're itching, and then I scratch that itch. And the way I do that is I find out, what do they want out of this? And of course, you know, do you just like the idea of having a free gold savings account where you can acquire gold at the convenience of your home through a secured, you know, website? Or are you interested in the possibility of generating gold for nothing out of pocket? Or are you looking to build a business? There's three very distinct things there. And if they say they're interested in the former and the first, where they want to just have a free gold savings account, then I just talk to them or I encourage them to consider the business side of it, but I don't push it. But what I will do is I will ask them, do they know anybody that's sharp that might be interested in a business opportunity promoting this program? So even the person that just wants to open up a free gold savings account, I will talk to them about the opportunity, and I'll say, well, look, maybe you can help me out. You obviously like this product, you like the service, you're willing to move forward to set it up. And by the way, I do that after I help set up the account. Okay, so I want to be sure I get the account set up. After I get done with that, then I talked about the possibility of other things. I say, you like our service, you set up the account. You probably know some sharp people that might be interested in this as a business, and here's what's involved. And then I tell them a little bit about the business opportunity. And then I'll get more of a feel for them. And sometimes they'll respond, sometimes they won't. They'll say, I just want to set this up as a free account for myself. And and I'll say, okay, no problem. If you think of anybody that would be interested in doing the same thing, would you get back to us and let us know? And they say, yeah, sure, we'll do that. And that kind of gives me permission later on, if I think it's worth it, if I get a sense that they're really interested in it, where I might contact them back in a couple of weeks. Just a good idea anyway is a customer service move and just say, how's it going? Any questions about the account? Last time we talked, you said that if you've thought of anybody, you'd recommend them. Have you thought of anybody by chance? And then you just, you know, go from there. Now, for those people that are interested in a free gold savings account, the possibility of acquiring gold for nothing out of pocket, obviously they've given you an open door to kind of, you know, not to kind of, but to explain how this marketing system works and what enables it to generate gold for them or money for them so that they don't have to acquire gold out of pocket. And from there, that's an easy transition into explaining the big picture and the big opportunity and saying, well, look, you may know, you know, all it takes is two good quality people to really build this. And guess what? We'll go out there and we'll train and develop those two people for you. So let's talk about who are people that you know that are sharp. Who do you know? And then I'll go through a little prompting thing with them, and I'll ask them, you know, who do you know? Let's play a little game. And I always play what I call the Steam game. And I say, look, you ever played the Steam game? And of course they haven't, because we made it up. And they say no. And I say, well, S stands for a few categories. Who's the sharpest salesman that you know? And get a name and say, what's the best way to get a hold of them? And then you get a contact and all that. And say, who's the sharpest... there's another thing under the S. I don't have the document in front of me. But you go through the different categories under S. And then under T, you go under teacher or trainer or something, you know, things along that line where people in a position where they're communicating or supporting or educating other people. E is for enthusiastic, energetic, entrepreneurial type. So you can go through several categories under E. A is ambitious. M is money aware, money motivated, management. And I go through that, and I find invariably anybody I talk to, when I go through that little memory jogger, that prompter with them, they'll come up with 8 to 10 names. And then I'll zero in on that, and I'll ask them the question, of all these people, who would be the people that you would want, if you were to build a multi-million dollar business, who are the first two or three people on this list that you would want to be on in your company, to be on your team, the people that you think you would really work well with and that would really go after? And then we narrow it down to two or three people. And then we get on the phone together, and I just have that prospect on the phone. Of course, I get their permission. I tell them what we're going to do, and then once they agree, we get on the phone together, and I had that prospect on the phone simply for credibility feature. In other words, I could call up those people that he gave me and just say, hey, Bob, my name is Jim. We mutually know Bill. And Bill said that you're sharp, and I can just go right through and Bill not be there. But with Bill being there, I can say, and Bill told me you're really sharp. In fact, I got Bill on the line. Say hi, Bill. And Bill goes, hey, Bob, this is Bill. How you doing, buddy? Hey, how you doing? And then I go on. And that's all that the new affiliate does. He's just there to confirm verbally that he's the one that's recommending me call this guy. And I just take it from there. And when I go through, and I've got a script for that, and we've got that script out, we can get that to you. And once you go through that, you're going to get some people that are going to be interested and some are not. Now, here's what's really cool. If you get one person out of all that activity that really goes after it, that's going to excite the guy, the affiliate that recommended him. And then he'll think of some more people. If you can get two, better yet, you place one on the right side, one on the left side, and you're off to the races. And then, of course, guess what I do with those people that I bring in? Exactly the same thing I did with, I guess it was Bob was the affiliate. I get the names mixed up now.
Schuler.
Yeah. But anyway, and so repeat and rinse. And the beauty of that system is, you're doing the trainer's doing everything. All the affiliate's doing is they're the bird dog. They're pointing where the birds are. I've got the gun. They, you know, I flush them out. I go out and I catch them, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, all people do is observe. And what we found is when people go through that system a handful of times, if they're sharp, they're going to say, hey, I can do this. Say, great, go for it. And then we'll just continue to support them and coach them. And you know, we'll even work with them we'll follow up with them after they've done their first call, or we can even listen in if they want us to give them critique or whatever. But, I mean, we take all the thinking out of it. It's just a matter of we'll educate you on how the system works and explain it. And the beauty of that is when you do those calls with people, you're going to hear the common – that new affiliate. Oh, we're going to break, I guess, so we'll...
We are indeed. Great job there, Jim. I was explaining how simple it is to get involved in my grandma's business. How simple. How easy. So if I can say hello, I refer to you. And...
Hi. Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And my last connections were by Skype, are not good from this hotel, so I'll be on the phone now. Hopefully we'll drop all these words. You did a great job, Jim. I hear clearly what you were saying, but obviously my words were scrambled getting to the other end, so in a way that was good because you get to talk more.
Jim, if you can complete your ideas here, because I really want to convince people this is not just an option. This is like an opportunity of a lifetime that if you get involved in this go-back business now, you're not going to be, you know, wringing your hands a year or two from now when the economy takes a major hit. You're not going to be wringing your hands when, say, Brexit happens, which is supposed to happen in 2 days' time. If it does, it's very likely the European euro will drop and you're going to start seeing a domino effect in the economies of the planet. You're not going to wring your hands if a conflict in the Middle East with Russia heats up further, and again, another reason for the economy to crash. So there's I call the devil menu of a half a dozen items that can make not doing this business not just bad idea, but catastrophic. And so, Jim, please complete the idea on how easy it is to just get involved. Call us. We'll get you signed up.
Yeah.
We'll actually do the calls for you. Once you feel comfortable, you can take it over. And we can help you reproduce this plan to teach and mentor other people down the line. That's how easy it is.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of it is, you know, what I find with most people, not everybody, but a lot of people that come in, they're just kind of intimidated about the idea of going out and calling their friends and stuff. Now, you get some people in there that they'll get into it, and they'll see it, and they'll be excited about it. They'll ask their questions, and they'll just run with it, and that's fine. I recommend that they at least sit in on a couple of calls with us to get the feel of the system so they know how to duplicate it, because we just found that really strong people, people that can just run with this right away, they don't duplicate well because they try to get duplicate themselves, and not everybody's them, if that makes sense.
In other words, if somebody's like a superstar, what you need to do is make it so simple that the average person can reproduce this and teach people downline of them to do the same thing.
Right. Yeah. So this is a system that's duplicatable for the average person, and the nice thing is we come in and we kind of, so to speak, hold their hand right from the beginning, and they just observe. And of course, once they get the feel of it, then they'll go out and they'll do this. They'll feel confident. They'll see that it can be done. They'll hear the common objections that come up over the phone. That was one of the points I was going to make before is, you know, when you actually do this, and I'm talking to these people, and this the affiliates on the line listening to me have this exchange with this person, he's hearing the common objections, the common questions, and he's going to learn that by osmosis, basically. It's not like he's having to sit through. That is his training. That's his training part. So not only are we helping him build his business for him, we're also training him so that he can go out in the future and turn right around and do what we did for him for his people. It's, you know, it's duplicate, you know, so it's repeat and rinse kind of thing.
Exactly.
And the beauty is you're going to run into some people that are going to run with it, which is fine. That's what you're looking for. I mean, ultimately, that's what you're looking for. But the old saying is your chain is as strong as your weakest link. So you want to build a system that caters and supports the average person, not the superstar. And that's what the system is that we've developed over
exactly
in working with people.
So, Pete, when you started in this business, you realized that it doesn't matter. The only thing really is that is a limitation is your time limitation. Most people have a half hour to an hour a day, at least 4 days a week, where they can commit to just making lists, calling people, wondering if they're interested, and then lining them up for a sizzle call with their upline.
Right.
Can you give us some of the examples of the range of people? I find people sometimes they'll get started and realize, hey, if I check my care bars, I could have X number of $1,000, but they haven't been working on their other line because we're putting people down below them on one line, on one leg, and they should realize if they work the other leg, they're going to have a deposit in their care bars, debit cards on Friday. It's that simple. And all I need to do is start, you know, as Dan Jeromo used to say, you know, wash, rinse, put in the stack on the side of the dishwasher of the cupboard, and then put the dishes away. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jim. Right. I really appreciate you coming on and explaining all that. Well, we're having some tech problems here, but we will be back in a moment with Pete Fedick, and we'll see you next week with much better audio back at the ranch. I can North County, San Diego, tomorrow.
Excellent. My pleasure, guys. Catch you next time.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jim.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Idea of a cryptocurrency for the Fed Reserve, and I got a slew of articles. It's amazing. In fact, one of the latest ones was just June 7th from the Observer.com, and they call it FedCoin, F-E-D-C-O-I-N, and it says that the top of the article here is FedCoin, when the central bank copies Bitcoin. The media love to publish articles about the obituaries of Bitcoin. But one group of decision makers looks more and more convinced that digital currencies are central bankers. Wow. I mean, this is scary stuff, isn't it? And people don't understand, if it's not backed by anything, they can devalue it, they can seize it, just by pressing a few clicks. just like Mr. Robot, the hacker. In other words, the hacktivists may become the bankers. What do you think?
That's exactly right. That's the really sick part, is it's not a true cryptocurrency, like I was saying before. It's just a digital ripoff.
Right.
And not backed by anything, not even a semblance of, not even a note that can have a semblance of being able to be redeemed. It's just a pure ripoff. And people's savings will go poof, just like that, overnight. Yeah. Or not even overnight, just in a flash.
Yeah. And the problem is that some of these cryptocurrencies have been hacked in. I just read about one the other day that was by a Russian, American that set up this currency, and it got apparently hacked. And, it's currently devised, but apparently there's now literally worldwide hundreds of these cryptocurrencies. But if the Fed goes crypto, remember, 2/3 of all the printed dollars, of the U.S. Federal Reserve dollars in the world, are already, in a sense, in cyberspace. They're not physically printed.
That's
now,
right.
If you go totally crypto, it means basically they'll have control of every transaction. They'll know what you bought, when you bought it, how you bought it. They'll know the color of your socks. They'll know which team you support. They'll know what magazines you order. You have a total open window to everything you do. And if they decide that you can't buy ice cream at the grocery store, they'll shut down even the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
They can cross-index it with your medical records. They can score you on some scoring platform to determine if you're not socially acceptable, like they have in China, to determine if you even get a job. And believe it or not, they've actually started that last year, that your social score determines whether or not you actually get employed. So I tell people it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of that Mr. Robot is not just kind of like an asocial hacktivist, that it's the bankers now. The bankers are copying the worst of the bad aspects of cryptocurrencies, and none of the good ones. For example, when you talk about a currency backed by gold, it's totally different. It's exchangeable. It can be used across the world. And it is actually physically backed by gold, which can't be, amplified or played with, which is why gold by the gram, especially in this kind of network with LBMA certified gold, is completely different, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You know, it's an amazing thing in a world where cyberspace things happen even before the physical world, isn't it? Like this new series, Mr. Robot. And unfortunately, a lot of people are still caught in we call a job market, where they think things are the way they used to be. And we see our blue-collar jobs being shipped like crazy around the world with NAFTA and the free trade agreements like TTIP and TTP, which are supported by monsters like Hillary Clinton. And of course, the people within the Republican Party were also part of the globalist scheme to turn America into another trade zone and have open borders so they swell our population to 1 billion people over the next 20 years that are not Americans and not with American culture. What they're doing is they're gradually destroying the independence of people and turning it into into cyberspace nodes, like the Promise software. And what I found out when I took care of employees working at the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base, a primary node for the coming matrix that the bankers want to institute. And having a Fed Reserve cryptocurrency, which will be millions of times bigger than any of the cryptocurrencies in terms of total transactions, Fedcoin could be very scary, couldn't it?
It could be indeed very scary. Can be indeed very scary.
Well, if you want to give your kid $20, you couldn't do it regularly. You'd have to give it to them through electronic transfer, and they know exactly what time, where you gave it. They probably even know the GPS coordinates where you did the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, because these transactions are going to be so easily hackable, it means you got to have a mark. Digital currency basically means you're going to have biometrics and probably a chip or tattoo to make sure that the actual transaction was done by you, not someone else.
Right.
Because the more that you do, you make these things virtual and hackable, the more you need biometrics and an actual mark in the person to make sure everything they have, including the records, can't be scrambled or stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like taking Mr. Robot and putting him on crack cocaine. It's like, you know, the witches, you know, they call the Sorcerer's Apprentice, where you chop the broom up and you have 1,000 brooms. Now you've got thousands and thousands of clones of Mr. Robot, but now they work for the Federal Reserve and the government and the globalists. Mm-hmm. That's scary stuff.
Yeah, it is.
So it's like the Sorcerer's Apprentice meets Mr. Robot. How's that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. People say, well, then why do I want to do, there's, say, 6 other companies that sell gold by the gram, but they don't build a network. They don't save points to infinity. They don't allow you to not only save gold by the gram, but introduce it to other people and actually build a network where you get free gold. There's so many features that are built into the CarePar system. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Truly amazing.
Tell us some of the kind of, like, without names, but maybe your first name, some of the stellar stories that you've had or other people have had, like Dan Jeromo, of people that took off. We have, you know, that lady Nitza Nakos a little over a year ago. In 1 year, built a network of 18,000 people. I think by last July of last year, this is 6 months before Dan Jeromo died of heart failure and heart attack, he had built a network while he was sick of something like over 100,000 people. I think it was 140,000 or something downline. And I think that's period of, what, 4 or 5 years?
I can't quote that number, but that is definitely
in the ballpark.
In the ballpark,
well over 100,000.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And because of that, he's built a fortune that continues on for his family long after his unfortunate demise and over the holidays, Christmas holidays. Plus, they have an ability to do transactions. For example, because they could have the gold stored in a bank in Stuttgart, Germany, they could do transactions to exchange gold value electronically, which allows them to replace it for a cash or credit cards. And there's other features coming along down the line, including more advanced features on the K exchange, and even kiosks that'll give you the CarePar cards or currency. And there's new currency notes coming out in not only 1/10 of a gram gold, but 2/10, 4/10, 6 and 8/10 of a gram. And the cards, of course, can be specialized cards for promoting your business, especially cards regarding sports teams, limited edition cards, and so on, that have greater value even than the gold in them. Can you tell us a little bit about that, too? Because this can be promotional. It can also connect you to a network of other people that can use your business and pay you or buy services in CarePars. So we've signed up in our back office to be one of those companies that will accept CarePars currency to pay for supplements or technology or consultations.
Well, firstly, I just wanted to make the observation that the specialty cards and the collector cards are in effect numismatic cards, because they're limited edition. It's like literally in the coin world, when you have a misstruck coin or a limited mintage coin and so forth. You end up with what's called a numismatic coin. And in this case, we have numismatic cards, because the cards are of, you know, specialty and they hold a higher premium. And so it's great, not just for people to get the gold to use it in commerce and to store their wealth, but it can become a hobby. So your avenues in talking to people actually broaden because of that. And so we have the K Exchange network that's coming online as we speak, and so you can bring your favorite businesses on board just by introducing them to this card and showing them. And you know, there's no reason a business wouldn't want to have an additional way to receive payment. And of course, there are all kinds of different positive follow-up from becoming a merchant that accepts CarePars as a form of payment. And so, folks, it's just a real, it's a well thought out and very future, great future visionary concept. And we really encourage people to delve in, and it's not just about making a little bit of money here and there. There are so many things that can be done with this program, and it's a real benefit for everybody, and it's a positive step, not just a fear step or something like that. We're not forcing anybody into it. It's real money and something of value that we can cling to, because that's what gold is. It's a store of value. And it's a way to preserve your purchasing power and to store your wealth.
It's been proven. Gold is, from what I understand, gold is taking off in silver by ratio, and it's now heading toward $2,000 an ounce. Is that correct?
It's definitely it's headed that way, and I believe it's going to be going beyond that.
Oh, I think so. I think that this year, the first event that I think is going to be a big thing is in 2 days, which is Brexit. And even with the death of that minister that was pro staying within the European Union, I'm pretty sure that the margins are so big now that they can't steal the vote, and it's most likely that you're going to see Britain leave, which means it's going to force an economic reevaluation of the value of the euro. And most likely going to also result in the formation of a super state of Europe to deal with the collapse. That most likely is going to be a domino effect that will affect derivatives and the value of the dollar and its buying power. And the dollar is 90% of world currency, is the Fed Reserve note. And there are European and American banks that are integrated in the system. What it means is it's got to drag down the value of the dollar and its buying power. It's going to happen. And it probably will happen pretty soon. In a matter of the next few weeks.
That could be. I haven't heard a timetable for that, but I know I heard it was coming up.
Well, you don't have to have an exact timetable. I mean, if you're off by 90 to 180 days, it's still within this year. Mm-hmm. My guess is before the fall, you're going to see at least a 20 or 30% correction in the value of the U.S. dollar in terms of buying power, and a 50% plus for the euro, and other currencies will appear even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably very likely. Very likely.
Well, the Chinese set up a gold-backed yuan, but the problem is if you're exchanging the gold-backed yuan and wanting to sell and buy goods that are with other countries are still using fraction reserve currency, that doesn't fix the system. Now, if you had a gold-backed, Bretton Woods system where all currencies were backed as a basket of currencies with gold, that's a different deal. But they don't have that set. They don't have a fixed ratio between the currencies and gold backing all of them. As a result, unless you have actual separate currency, which is in gold, which is carat bars, because it's not just a gold savings, it actually is a currency, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So, what would you say to someone who is waffling on the issue today? Say, well, I don't know if I have the time or this and that. If you can muster together the cost of a coffee daily, $54 a month to buy a gram of gold, if you can even start with the bronze package, if you can spend time building a list of 5 to 20 people and get your upline to have connect them, in no time at all, you can have a downline of, within about a week, tons of people, and within a year, 1,000 people. That means you've got residual income, you've got free gold, and you actually have some security, because a gram of gold during the Weimar Republic would buy a Volkswagen or a vehicle. A gram of gold back in 1929 would buy you 22 loaves of bread. And interestingly, a gram of gold will still buy you 22 loaves of bread today. But a dollar, which is the value back then, which is equivalent to a gram of gold, would buy you 22 loaves of bread, but today it won't buy you a full loaf of bread. It'll buy you maybe half or a quarter of a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how high-tech the bread you get, or how non-GMO and organic it is.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's exactly right.
Now, Pete, do you have any kind of testimonial stories of people you've got downline that have just really gotten with the program? What have they taught you? Because obviously we get taught as we motivate other people downline, and a lot of them have business skills and natural abilities or just a way of training other people below them that is very instructive for us. What have you learned?
Well, you know, everybody has a different story, and the thing is, the people that I have seen flourish with this opportunity are really the people that have come on board and not just watched through their living room window, so to speak, but actually picked up the phone and made phone calls, made a list, and talked to people and introduced people and not be afraid of showing them what real money looks like. And sometimes it does take a little bit of education, but that's, you know, that's part of just about any opportunity for that matter.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable...
And welcome back. And Pete, when people took a look at their physical health or financial health, I'm a doctor not only of people's physical and functional medical health, and we go well beyond allopathic medicine. There's things in allopathic medicine and surgery that are very valuable and very useful. surgery, emergency department work, and so on. But the same thing with financial things. You have to face reality and identify the problem. The first and biggest problem we have in the world is we have fractional reserve currencies where bankers and politicians can manipulate the population by printing money that they don't have. And then they buy our votes with things with our future and the future debt that our grandchildren will have to pay. Eventually, they have to devalue the currency because the currency no longer will pay for all the things they want to promise us. And if you have a non-fractional reserve currency that's backed by something like gold, which is the most stable thing to have, and it has an infinite downline that allows you to build a business, you've got a magic formula of three things. Firstly, a currency that can't be devalued, can't be manipulated by the bankers or the politicians. And thirdly, its stability allows you to be able to do transactions around the world. So you can do your business with K-Exchange using Karatbars as a currency. So eventually it's not just a gold saving club. It allows you to buy and sell. Let's say, as I mentioned before, an example of someone that's a leather worker in Colombia or, say, Rio de Janeiro, and he's buying Italian and Norwegian and Russian and whatever leather to build various, you know, exclusive goods maybe sold back in, like, Saks Fifth Avenue in New York or his own stores in Sao Paulo, Brazil. He wants to have a stable currency so he could use his Karatbar currency to buy the leather goods he needs in order to be able to have a good margin. Same way as buying vehicles. At some point, people are going to realize that the vehicle manufacturers will accept Karatbars as a payment for vehicles because it's stable, where the local currency isn't stable. It's being devalued, which makes it impossible to stay in business because you can't maintain margins. And if you don't have margins, you don't have the difference between profit and cost to maintain business. And the same way with people's pension funds. If your funds are funded by international stocks and bonds and they're being devalued because the derivative market is down, you've got to have something that can't be manipulated by an external force, and that is your own personal wealth management program called Karatbars. We have people, too, that have a lot of money, and they not only want to get involved with the business, they want to convert a lot of their wealth to Karatbars so they have the portability and the guarantee. And they could buy anything like antiques, but then you got to buy or sell it in fractional reserve currencies, which is better. You can buy gold and silver coins. It's better, but it's not as good as having Karatbars, because Karatbars isn't just going to be bought and sold in cryptocurrencies. It is itself a currency. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, giving people the opportunity to find an escape, if you will, from what's headed this way is an incredible opportunity for people to change the landscape for their own good and to share that with others and effectively save people.
Exactly. Well, I can tell you, Pete, this is an important day in the life of people. If they make a decision today, we will help them. We'll be their trainer wheels. We'll help them get their business, their gold saving club going. And they'll thank us down the road. And it probably won't be years away. It'll be more likely months. But a major Brexit is going to happen. And 2 days from now is Brexit. We have very serious trouble brewing in Europe and the Middle East. We've got domestic terrorism that's probably going to amplify beyond Orlando. And again, remember, we talked yesterday with my son Matthew. Again, his website, MatthewDeagle.com. He's going to be on regularly on the program weekly. You need to understand these things are all brewing to kill your regular fractional reserve currency in the value of whatever money you have, pension funds, house value, or bank accounts. Get involved with Karatbars now, for God's sake.
You still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.